wisdom says she rejoiced on account of this world being created. Wisdom delighted in that and was joyful about that, but not just this world in general. Notice verse 31. Rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the children of man. Wisdom's main delight, her biggest reason for joy, was not all of these powerful boundaries that God established. It wasn't the sea, the beach, the sky. It was man. Wisdom rejoiced in the children of man. We read Genesis 1 earlier in the account of God creating Adam. Wisdom rejoiced when that happened. So one author says, the object of this intense delight and rejoicing is man. And remember that fellowship I was talking about, how wisdom could now fellowship with God's creation. This man says, as the only one of God's created beings made in his own image, man is unique in his ability to understand, share in, and appreciate God's wisdom. Didn't God make us to have a relationship with him? And part of that relationship is going to involve his wisdom. You and I can appreciate and understand and fellowship in and with God's wisdom a whole lot more than a tree can. And with that thought, that we can understand and share and appreciate God's wisdom. And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death.